In Moorhead, Kentucky this morning, dozens of people crowded into the county courthouse as Shannon Wampler and Carmen Collins applied for a marriage license. Last week, County Clerk Kim Davis was jailed for refusing to give licenses to same-sex couples. But this morning, Davis was back at work and stayed in her private office while one of her deputies issued the license. Before entering the building, Davis said she faces an impossible choice.
I have thought and prayed very hard about what to do. The decisions I have made in this case and the decisions I will continue to make in this case are mine and mine alone. I don't want to have this conflict. I don't want to be in the spotlight, and I certainly don't want to be a whipping post.
Rylan Barton has been keeping an eye on this for Kentucky Public Radio, and he's at the Rowan County Courthouse. Rylan, what's it like there today?
There's a big crowd here. A lot of reporters. I think reporters actually might outnumber protesters today. There's a lot of supporters here for Kim Davis, very vocally giving sermons into a bullhorn and singing songs, and all just gathering here in support of Kim Davis and her stand against issuing marriage licenses.
And as we said, one couple did arrive at the clerk's office today. They received their marriage license. What happened there?
Yep, they made their way up to the desk. The deputy county clerk, Brian Mason, had them fill out the form. And there was a bit of time while they got the form right, basically. They had to change the marriage license form because the county clerk, Kim Davis, changed it so that her name would no longer appear on the form and it would instead just say pursuant to a federal court order.
Well, this is an important issue. In fact, Kim Davis is explaining that right here in this tape.
Any unauthorized license that they issue will not have my name, my title, or my authority on it. Instead, the license will state that they are issued pursuant to a federal court order.
Well, so what do we know about these licenses then? Are they going to be valid if they're not signed by the clerk?
Well, it's a little unclear right now. A lot of family law experts say that, well, once you issue a marriage license, it's valid. It's kind of similar to the case in California when California legalized same-sex marriage, and then same-sex marriage once again became illegal. However, several court decisions ended up showing that, well, once you issue a marriage license, there's no take-backs. So it's kind of looking like any marriage license that comes out of the courthouse, would be legal. However, Ms. Davis and her defense team, they say that because Ms. Davis doesn't approve of these licenses getting issued and her name doesn't appear on them, that they aren't valid. Now, if you take it one step further, Kentucky law already says that deputy clerks are authorized to issue marriage licenses, both deputy clerks and county clerks. So, it's kind of looking like the law says that, deputy clerks are authorized to issue marriage licenses, then Ms. Davis might not have a lot to say on whether or not a deputy clerk issues one.
And when the judge released Kim Davis last week, he said that she should not interfere in any way with the efforts of those deputies to issue these licenses. What is the feeling there in Kentucky? Is Kim Davis following the judge's orders, or is she in some murky territory that might send her back to jail?
I think that she's following the judge's orders by not interfering with the marriage licenses getting issued. I mean, we just saw a marriage license come out of the Rowan County Courthouse. So Kim Davis didn't step in. She didn't stop that license from coming out. Mm-hmm. So it appears that she's still in compliance. And that's what Judge Bunning, who's presiding over this case, seemed to have indicated. Before, she was keeping marriage licenses from coming out of the courthouse. Then, when she was put in jail, deputy clerks started issuing marriage licenses again. So Bunning ended up releasing her from jail once the county clerk's office was in compliance. Marriage licenses were coming out. Ms. Davis isn't getting in the way, so she's still in compliance.
You have to wonder if this is the end of that debate, though. Of course, there's been some talk about whether the legislature should step in and change the law so that the clerk doesn't, by law, have to sign these marriage licenses. Where are we with that?
That's right. There's certainly a lot of support for changing the marriage license forms in Kentucky, and that's within the legislature. Leadership of both the state Senate and the state House have indicated they would be in favor of somehow changing the marriage licenses. One thing that's been suggested is that it appears more like a deed where you take the license, you go get it notarized, and then you bring it back and the county clerk just files it away. And there's a lot of support for that. But the legislature doesn't meet until January. So at least until then, this could be the possible fix for these county clerks who don't want to issue marriage licenses.
All right. We'll stay on the story. Ryland Barton is the Capitol reporter for Kentucky Public Radio. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.